Oh, did you figure? Did you figure out the technology, you stupid bitch?
Look, I wanted to do it on my tablet, but oh well.
All right.
Here we are.
Yeah, with piss poor audio, everyone. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I got Michael Johnson.
I'm Luther Vandross.
I got Luther Vandross. I've got Eva Crickson.
Hi.
And
I'm Carol Baskin. Cats and kittens.
All my references are 25 years old.
Yeah. Luther Vandross is dead.
Has he been dead 25 years?
Something like that.
No, maybe 10. Maybe 10.
I thought he died when I was in high school. So 10 years.
10 years.
That's about right.
Yeah. You and your 25-year-old ovaries. So fertile.
Exactly.
So plump still. What ripe cervix. Just pregnant. Such
John, you're just trying
pregnancy.
To turn me on.
I am. Guys, I've been away meditating in a yurt for a month. What did I miss?
Oh my god. There's this Netflix special called Tiger King.
Okay.
That's basically all you've missed.
It's got the whole world paralyzed, John.
Really? Is that because I thought we just managed to do something about the traffic congestion?
No, there's a man named Joe Exotic. Okay. And people aren't allowed to come out of their house until authorities have deemed it safe.
Yeah.
Now, is this because of something Joe did?
Yeah.
Well, many would say.
Okay. I'm wrapping my head around this. I think I can. So I can't go out.
Some might call him a hero, but you're not allowed to leave your home until you've watched the entire 6-episode arc.
Oh.
And there's a certain see you next Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to pause the recording right here, and I'm going to watch all 7 episodes. Wait, how did I know that? And I'll be right back.
wait, back. John. Don't.
That was nuts. My God.
It was underwhelming, wasn't it?
You know, it kind of was. I was.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get how it
wasn't
to
a
get...
redeeming character or storyline in the entire thing.
No, where was the Christ figure? I can't appreciate art unless it has one of those.
I guess. The kid that shot himself was kind of a. Well, he didn't come back. He never rose back up. So.
He was hot.
That was my favorite moment in Tiger King, bar none, when the 19-year-old twink that they won't shut up about his banana hands and large feet, and it's like, we get it! He's got a big, fat cock!
Yeah, we get it. He's really tall, and he has huge hands.
Yeah.
And he's got a dis-dis-dis-dis-dong.
Dong gong gong gong. We get it. He's got a dong.
He's got a gulper.
John and I were talking about this the other night. Like
his dong.
his dong. I mean, we were just like, it's pretty big, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you think it's 10 or bigger? Michael goes bigger.
We should dig it up.
Let's bronze it like a baby shoe.
You know what? He probably did.
And then Carol Baskin swooped in and preserved it.
I like how, his rationale was like, do you like watching big dicks on porn? You're probably gay.
Yeah. That means you're gay.
And that's like why that kid shot himself.
Yeah.
He walked around for 4 years being like, I don't think that. No.
Am I?
No. Really?
That's. This is why we need to teach rhetoric in the schools, because this dumb shit was convinced he was gay because he didn't know how to properly argue, and then he died.
Yeah, and then he was doing meth like every day. So,
yeah.
I mean, that probably had something to do with it.
Anybody knows if they're watching porn and they see a small penis, the only thing you think is, Wait a sec. I should be there. That should be me. Wait a sec. Why can't I do this? Where's my headshot?
I just watched small dick porno and I say, thank fucking God I'm straight as I do.
I've never seen small dick porno because that's gross.
Oh, it's
every once in a while.
They call it There's Japanese on Pornhub, but yeah. It's...
Oh,
right. Right. They call it Asian porn.
Oh.
That's why they pixelate it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like the Borat dick pixelation scene where you pixelate it like a foot. Same with Flanders when his dick was pixelated on The Simpsons. You pixelate it like a foot to great comedic effect.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. It's just like, it's been in Japanese culture, like, they're like, oh, no, it's taboo to show a man's penis.
Do you think, like, Japanese girls pull out a guy's dick and are confused when it isn't pixelated?
Wait, is that really a thing? They pixelate it?
Yeah, like, you...
From what I've heard.
I've seen, like, Asian girls in porn, but I've never watched... I've never chose to watch an Asian
Listen,
man.
First of all,
it totally ruins it.
Right now, you're gay.
Am and, I?
Yeah, you're gay because you watch girls in porn.
All right.
So you should probably hook up with Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Her husband is like, Nick and I were making fun of him the entire time. Like, just the definition of like beta cuck.
Beta cuck.
Oh, that picture of him on the leash.
Yeah, him on the leash and then him.
Literally leashed.
Literally with the leash and then him with like the little lion hat. Like the little kid's like Simba hat he had on.
He is just a walking nonverbal expression of please don't kill me.
Yeah.
I am not a threat to you. Please don't feed me to the lion.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens, are you ready to eat the cream pie? Yeah. Num num num.
Yum 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 yum.
I filled your milk saucer, kitty.
She was so unlikable. Even before I knew she killed her husband, I was like, I'm going to have to end up rooting for her, this little do-gooder. And then it was like, oh, no. She's probably, I don't know. They're all terrible.
I thought the most terrible one was, like, the guy that had his harem of women.
Yeah, but like, only because of his haircut.
He got off. Like, he got off without any examination at all because of the other two.
I know, but then at the end it said, like, in December of last year, 2019, that his place got raided in Myrtle Beach. But who knows what happened. But I thought it was funny. People have been posting pictures. Remember that really sexy VMA performance of Britney, I'm a Slave for You? And she had the big...
Python.
The python.
I noticed that python, so I'm gay.
She had tigers in the background, and it's him in the background like as the Fielder. Tiger. It's him in the background as the tiger handler. Like, you can look it up, and he still has the long hair, but it's back in the day, so it's brown. It's not that long gray mane, but it's him. Like, he was like, "Yeah, I was with Britney Spears. That's me."
He was such a control freak.
Oh my God.
Oh, I beg to differ, Michael. I thought he was just loose and wild. Seemed like a kind of guy you could have a beer with. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think there's a strong opinion to be had in that man.
After you work 16 hours a day and are paid $100.
Yeah. Well, you're paid
$100 a week.
$100 a week?
Yes.
You're paid in implants and that sweet soul patch soaking up your wetness. So he calls it a flavor saver with a wing.
Ew.
He's a rascal.
He calls it the tiger patch.
Ew. I loved it when that girl was like, I don't really remember saying yes to getting the implants, but I got
right.
it because I got to sleep for 3 days.
I just want to sleep.
Right.
He's like, back to work.
Can I get these women to get, you know, breast surgery? What do we do? What if we deprive them of sleep?
That you're right. That was the most important bit of trivia you could walk out of that with. Just if your girl is fighting plastic surgery, just buy a drum set.
Just use Chinese torture methods.
Pixelating your dick?
Right.
Now I'm going to watch that tonight because I don't believe you guys. I think this is just a ruse.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know what? It'll be hard to find a clip where it's not pixelated. Yeah.
And the reason being is why? It's just...
It's taboo.
Oh, it's taboo.
Yeah.
Most honorable penis.
Yes. They don't want to dishonor their penis.
I think it's actually because they loved the Nintendo Entertainment System so much that they want their penis to look like a video game.
Exactly.
They measure their cock size and shit. Yeah. I have a 8-bit penis.
Oh, whoa!
This is a warp piper to World 4. Yeah.
So how are you guys holding up? I got to see John for 2 seconds today.
Oh, you did?
I did. Wow. I picked up...
You could have been arrested.
She could have. She could have. But the cops didn't take my call.
Oh,
I did it as a sting. She thought she was coming by to get headphones to record tonight, but I called the fuzz.
Do you think they're getting calls actually with people like, I'm counting 9 and then there are 2 in their car and they're getting
and
out?
I think they're Puerto Rican.
Right. All right, we'll be right over.
I guarantee that people are going to start doing that, but cops aren't going to respond. I was on the parkway yesterday and I went like 65 past a cop and he didn't do anything. Like
GW part?
No, the Fairfax County.
Well, did you scream I'm not going to work at him?
No, I did scream I have the virus.
There you go.
But but I meant HIV.
Yeah. I'm positive. You have the virus where you can't drive 55.
I can't drive.
I have the Hagar. The Hagar. 19.
The only cure is a big old shot of Red Rooster. The Red Rocker himself, Sammy Hagar.
He probably just thought you were driving straight to Cabo Wabo.
Got to drink a bottle of my Cabo Wabo tequila. And you're all better.
Well, I just got back from work about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So an hour ago.
Oh, Michael.
So I'm going into work.
Are you at least wearing masks?
I'm really the only one in my building next to my...
Except for the maids that come in and spread disease nightly.
Right. Yeah. I make sure to, like, give them extra stuff to clean up and make it look like a real hazard.
You just take a dump on a desk.
Right.
Stay away!
It's like, do you want to keep working? That dump better be gone on Monday. I actually had a friend that's a flight attendant that posted a picture on Facebook. Oh, well, the girl
of a giant pile of shit.
Well, she and her, I guess her colleagues were leaving their hotel room and the maid staff told them to get out of there. They're like, what? And they're like, why are you giving us attitude? And they're like, because you're airline hostesses and you bring disease.
Oh shit.
So it is happy times in the outside world.
So they, I mean, they wouldn't, I'm so confused. The maids, like,
she took a selfie with them in the background. And
what authority does a hotel maid have to, like, send people out of the hotel?
That is true.
Get out!
Get out! Or I will go to the next room.
Like, what?
I don't get it. Aren't they both filthy bringers of disease, the maids and the flight attendants?
Now you're just trying to turn
me off. I am.
Ah, God. I wonder where they're staying.
It's like a Haitian spewing racist things at a Jamaican when they should...
Okay, John, I'm going to call.
...be teaming up on the American blacks. God.
So I'm really the only one in the building. So.
Okay.
Your bosses aren't there?
Well, they're in the next building, and then I guess you've seen where I work. It's just like two little...
Yeah.
Two little chateaus.
They're all... Yeah. And my boss's wife, who's also my boss, she comes in, but she's also taking care of her kids. So it's just me and her. And then there are a few other offices. Yeah. Well...
6 feet.
I'd say most of the day I'm by myself.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's fine, because none of us are really entertainers at heart and need to be in front of crowds or anything. So.
No, I don't need that validation at all.
You know what? I mean, there's nobody working right now as far as gigs go. So, you know what? We've made it to the
It top. Is reassuring to know that I'm doing as much stand-up as Dave Chappelle right now. Like, I feel happy. Like, this is...
This has been the great equalizer.
I've never wanted to accomplish anything in my life. I've just wanted others to not accomplish things.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
That's how I basically lived.
Yeah.
Just slashing tires and sabotaging Little League.
No, it's more like I just sit there and yell at myself for not slashing tires.
Because that would have shown
the least I could do. Yeah, no, I just kind of curl up in my under my blanket and curse myself.
I've lost my soul to Animal Crossing. That's how I've been staying sane.
What is that?
You can only play that on Twitch.
On the Switch, the Nintendo Switch. Switch. You can play Animal Crossing. No.
Is this that thing that you and Dawn play where you're like... fishing together?
We're fishing together. We're building furniture together. We're farming together.
What's the point of it? Like, what do you win?
Nothing. It's just pure escapism. You literally go to a little deserted island that you slowly populate with animal friends, and okay. I have to talk to the animals or they leave the island because they feel neglected.
Sure.
And I have to build infrastructure for the animals, bridges and such. Yeah.
Of course.
And there's a...
Is this like Michael's Sasquatch game where he brings...
No, it's nothing like it.
Michael's Sasquatch game has a mean streak. Mine is pure infantile escape.
My guy's going somewhere, you know?
So oh, really?
I'm waiting for the update because I'm getting an apartment in the city.
Your Sasquatch is?
Yeah, I saw the previews on Reddit.
Oh really, you're staying abreast of the latest Sasquatch news. That's the most nerd thing I've said.
What's that?
You're staying abreast.
I saw the previews for my Sasquatch game on Reddit. I'm a part of a subreddit all about the game.
That is true. Michael once posted a hilarious like collage of photos of the Sasquatch like running over a ranger.
Why is he doing that?
Because you're supposed to like spend a lot of the game, especially starting out, stealing from other campers. So you go into their cooler and steal food. And I took a screenshot and photoshopped a severed kidney and put it in the cooler and to imply that my Sasquatch also steals organs.
So the best thing was someone commented on this photo. Okay, then. As if they were a little...
Oh, they're so much better than Michael.
Whoa, you remember their name? Whoa. Their name was something
what was
like...
It?
It was Teletubby with a gun. That was their screen name. And someone commented, your name's Teletubby with a gun. Settle down.
So Michael and I, whenever we want to disgust each other, will now just go,
Okay. Okay.
It actually, that comment bothered me for probably most of the day.
It ruined your day.
Teletubby, gotcha.
Because it's just that I know the person that said that. I just know that person. And it's
Was it Pete Bergen?
Yeah. Actually, you know what?
Was it Joe Gagliardi?
What's that?
Was it Joe Gagliardi?
Yeah. No. He would have posted what, like, R-O-F-L, M-A-O?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if the
cruel, racial, hurt.
Right.
If the handle didn't reference his Marine service in three different ways, you know it's not Joe.
And Joe, if you're listening, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Semper Fi.
Yeah.
No, but it's just that person that is like the worst audience member, like even like just in daily life, where they're just, yeah. they just go, awkward, okay. Awkward, I'm going to get out of here, okay.
I hope we have an enterprising listener that turns you into a soundboard right now.
Awkward.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, grab their mouth with my hand. Mouth
full of pixelated duck.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, this is so awkward. I just detonated my chance on SNL right there. Again, this podcast.
It's always here.
Oh God, it's so funny you mention SNL. I read that gigantic Tom Shales book Live from New York.
You finished it?
Oh God, weeks ago at the start of this. I've been just sitting in my room pretty much stinking this fucking dorm room up. And yeah, I plowed through that the first couple of days because I just wanted to remember what life was like when there was a New York to aspire to perform in.
Right.
Before the entire...
I loved that book.
It was a fantastic book. I cannot recommend it enough.
I love the way, the way it was set up. It was a great read.
Did you know John Belushi's dead?
Oh, what?
No.
Yeah. Sorry.
Joe Exotic. No, yeah. Is that... fucking Carol Baskin, really.
Awkward.
Oh my God.
And guys, let me just also say to give mild spoilers, there's a reason we haven't had Tommy Boy 2.
Wait, what do you mean? Spade's dead?
Carol Baskin.
Carol fucking.
It's Carol Baskin.
Eva, you're close. Shoot. You're close.
Brian Dennehy?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
John Westfall texted me.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he have to
Who
say?
Did?
I texted him yesterday, how you doing? And he just got back to me.
That Who? Is Sean treating you very well.
Oh, Sean Westfall. I thought you said Patton Oswalt.
It's Northern Virginia comedy friend, Patton Oswalt. Yeah, friend of the show.
Yeah. You're very nonchalant about that.
Really?
Yeah, from the benefit thing I did last year.
Oh, for your buddy, Jason Science, yes. Yeah. Have you ever, like, accidentally texted him a link to your reel?
No.
It's just been like, oh my God, so embarrassed. But now that it's out there.
Right.
Have you ever given him any of your toilet musings?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Pat, Madison, could you listen to this part and just give me some feedback?
How did you bring that vibrato to the project? Glad you asked.
I've been working on this since, like, 30 seconds ago.
The cadence on that is like none other.
You got the goods, kid.
You got Maxi.
What microphone is that? Is that an iPhone 8?
Well, actually, yeah, interesting, you should say.
Awkward!
Okay, then.
I love our soundboard.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so it's just been Animal Crossing and reading and pretty much being livid that we haven't been able to record up until now. But now that I know how easy it is, you guys are going to be doing this with me all the time, right?
All the time.
Right?
Yes.
All right, lovely.
Okay then.
Okay. Okay, Teletubby with the gun.
Turns out that's Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Do you really have his number?
Yeah, he called me because, like, long story short, he opened the show. John was there.
I was.
And John was there. Yeah, he was sitting in the audience, you know, the crowd.
And we had just started like hanging out at that point.
Yeah, I was really touched that you guys had shown up. Actually.
Yeah, and at the end,
you're like, you should have been.
And at the end, you cried, and I thought, wow, what a sub faggot.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What a beta cuck.
Pete called me up on stage, and I had to then, I looked right at Jason's dad and his brother in the front row, and I just fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, was this your friend that is...
he had the accident, he's paralyzed.
Yeah, he's paralyzed now.
From the waist down. But last I saw him, he was in Jacksonville, Florida, like doing rehab, trying to walk again.
And with a fucking giant erection. Don't leave that out.
Yeah.
Giant hard on.
Can he
still have sex?
I don't know. I haven't asked. But from that documentary, Murder Ball, did you ever see that? Those guys had sex.
Oh, that's true. Mm. And they were so angry, though.
Were they?
I mean, that was the one where they're in wheelchairs and they play basketball, right? Yeah, and most of them are like ex-Marines or got... I think the anger has more to do with like PTSD.
I thought you were going to say that's how they got hard. Like their dick doesn't work normally, but they got their blood pressure so high that the dick just started going up too.
But I got noticed, like, I don't know, maybe this is the day before, a few days. I think it was a couple days before that. Patton Oswalt was coming back to Virginia to see his folks, and he wanted to see if he could get on the show. And I'm like,
he's from Virginia.
He's from Arlington, or is
I did Sterling. Not know that.
Yeah, Sterling. His parents live in Vienna or Herndon.
Okay.
So, everyone that's listening, go to Herndon right now.
Right now.
Scream,
Father of Oswald, where are you? I'm inside like you're supposed to be.
I'm coming in, coughs a-blazing.
I had to run an errand out to work, to Leesburg, and I was coming back, and I got this phone call. I was like, hello? He's like, oh, hey, it's Patton Oswalt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is weird.
Well, before you let him on the show, did you ask to see any videos or?
Yeah. I was like, this is really, you know, nice of you and generous, but send me your 5 minutes and we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll
just,
get back.
We
to
need
you.
To know.
We'll get back to you. You
we'll get back
need
to
check
you.
In with us.
He actually opened the show.
That's cool.
Yeah. Which actually he asked to do, or no, I think I asked him and he was like, yeah, could I? Because he had to run back and live tweet whatever show he was.
He had to live tweet the show where he voices the imaginary unicorn.
What's it called again?
Happy.
It's on Sci-Fi.
Happy, I think. I think Happy? It's Happy. Okay. I don't know. I watched season one.
Oh, with Chris
Elliot
Maloney.
Stabler, yeah.
Yeah, Nick loves that show.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad. I don't know.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I just the other day he was like, "Oh right, season two of Happy came out," and I'd never heard of it. I was like, "That's Elliot Stabler," and he goes, "Who?" I was like, "What?"
You see his giant muscular ass. I think like start off the season or at some point, you see Maloney's ass a couple times bagging.
Do you see his huge five head the whole time?
Yeah, it's accentuated.
He's so
it's terrifying.
His head is so long.
He looks like a Dragon Ball character. Like the hair is just going up.
I used to have a friend that had a really long face like that, and I would always say, why the long face?
And Sarah Jessica Parker said, fuck you.
And she neighed at me.
My most famous phone number is porn star Alia Janine, so I think Michael wins.
No. Wait, who?
Who?
Alia Janine, some porn star.
Why do you have her phone number?
We were on a podcast network together, and then she grew to hate me because I would never upload my pod to her network. So she like cursed me out one day, and I was like, "I still have your number, and you're lucky I'm not an asshole."
Why?
I have no famous numbers.
No,
you have your own.
I have I have Alec Baldwin's.
I think you win.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, he's more of just like a casual friend though, but I do have his number.
Nice. Wow.
Now, how did you get that? I want to hear that story.
Eva.
He spoke at our, Ada graduation. Mm-hmm. but not my graduation. I was a first year.
Yeah.
And he was speaking at the graduation. Ellen Burstyn spoke at my graduation. That was pretty cool. She's awesome. But Alex spoke, and I bartended the party afterwards. And I'm making all of this up, guys. And you roofied him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was like, this is like building to the point where this he's is just like, in. Here, call me.
Little bit of scotch on the breath, still charming.
I felt bad lying to you both. I couldn't do it anymore. No, I'm obsessed with Alec Baldwin. If I had his number,
Michael jerking off. What is going on here?
Why?
I'm just hearing heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Sounds like we've got three Baldwin fans.
I've been like running around.
No, oh, okay.
No, I'm masturbating.
Oh, thank God. So I'm going to end this one right here and then just reinitiate in a couple seconds so the files don't get too long. I've heard they get out of sync at about the 30-minute mark. Are you leaving us?
I was going to do a Zoom meeting. My friend is picking up 1 year.
Oh, well, tell them that if they can't stay sober without you, they're weak. All right.
Oh, stop. I'm having my 1 year on Sunday, if you guys want to, you know.
That's right. The 11th, yeah. Right?
Backyard party?
The 5th. We're going to have a huge blowout, sober blowout for me.
So pumped to hear that. Okay, so we'll call this one, but maybe tomorrow we record, and maybe this becomes our thing. We just do online pods every day. Right? Right, guys? Right?
I can do it.
I have a lot to do.
Okay. Can you give me Patton's number then?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I'll give you Alex's number too.
Okay, yes. Cool. That's
actually the same as Alex.
It's been real, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Later, cool cats and kittens.
Bye.